Melody Maid, the 1942 World Grand Champion in 1942, the Tennessee Walking Horse World crowned Melody Maid, a stunning chestnut mare, as the World Grand Champion at the celebration. Her victory marked a milestone in the breed's history and cemented her legacy as one of the greatest show horses of her time. Early life and pedigree. Melody Maid, foaled at Oakwood Acres in Fayetteville, Tennessee, was owned by Mr. and Mrs. Frank D. Rambo. She was sired by the legendary Wilson's Allen, a stallion renowned for producing champions, and out of Topsy Kid, a brood mare with an impressive pedigree. Topsy Kid was sired by Ramsey's Frank Allen, a descendant of the foundation sire Roan Allen F., 38, and her lineage traced back to other notable sires like Bob Robertson F., 89, and Gray Hal. Melody Maid was the third grand champion sired by Wilson's Allen, further solidifying his reputation as the leading sire of Tennessee walking horses in the show ring. With the exception of Black Angel, all grand champions from 1939 to 1946 were sired by Wilson's Allen. A stellar show career. Melody Maid's show career began as a two-year-old in 1939 when she won the filly class at the celebration. Over the next few years, she competed extensively across Tennessee and the South, earning numerous blue ribbons and defeating some of the top show horses of her era. In 1940, Melody Maid claimed the grand championship at the prestigious Lebon Horse Show in Memphis. She repeated this feat in 1941 and again in 1942, showcasing her consistency and dominance in the ring. She also won the grand championship at the Kentucky State Fair in 1940 and the Tennessee State Fair in 1941. In 1942, she added another major victory to her record by winning the grand championship stake at the Lexington Junior League Horse Show. The 1942 celebration. Melody Maid's crowning achievement came at the 1942 celebration, where she was ridden by the legendary trainer and rider Floyd Carruthers. On that memorable night, she became the grand champion walking horse of the world, the first of three Maras to win the title in consecutive years. Her nodding walk and graceful presence left an indelible mark on horsemen and spectators alike. Legacy. Following her victory at the celebration, Melody Maid was retired from the show ring, having won nearly every major championship title of her time. She was the second grand champion trained and exhibited by Floyd Carruthers, who also rode Strolling Jim, the first ever grand champion, in 1939. Melody Maid's success not only elevated her status, but also contributed to the growing prestige of the celebration as the ultimate competition for Tennessee walking horses. Her legacy endures as a symbol of excellence, and her contributions to the breed's history are fondly remembered by horse enthusiasts everywhere. Facebook share on Facebook.